Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. This is Insight. I'm David Watts Barton. Thursday is the deadline for Sacramento's year-long effort to keep the Kings in Sacramento, which means coming up with a plausible plan to build an arena. This weekend, Mayor Kevin Johnson, the Maloof brothers, and the NBA spent many hours in Orlando in closed-door discussions, and Sacramento Bee reporter Ryan Lillis was there hanging around waiting for some word. And Ryan, what have you heard?
What we've heard is that the talks are still going. I'm in the lobby at the Waldorf Astoria here in Orlando. The mayor, other top city officials, the Maloof family, and the NBA, including the commissioner, David Stern, have been meeting since about 9 o'clock Eastern time this morning. They have not emerged yet, and depending on who you hear from, it could be any minute, could be a couple of hours, but so far, no news yet.
Okay, yeah, and we saw that with them coming out of the hearings or the meetings last night. They all looked pretty tired and not particularly peppy, with maybe the exception of the mayor.
Yeah, well, yesterday ended up being a little bit different day than people had thought. The city went into yesterday thinking that was going to be the day they sat down with the Maloofs and hammered out a deal. As it turns out, most of the day yesterday was the NBA meeting privately with the Maloof family, going over the terms that the city and the NBA have worked out. So up until this weekend, the National Basketball Association has been doing the talking for the Maloofs with the city. So it wasn't until just the last day or two that the Maloofs kind of came to the table and had firsthand knowledge of what was being asked of them.
Oh, well, that's good. But why wasn't the city involved in those meetings?
Yeah, I think it was a matter of the NBA. First of all, has a very strong relationship with the Maloofs, and I think they were just presenting what was being asked of them. Perhaps there were discussions of how the NBA could help facilitate what is being asked of the Maloofs. We've had sources tell the Bee that the city has asked the Maloofs to contribute between $70 and $90 million up front toward the arena project, most of that in upfront lease payments. And the NBA thinks that that's a fair deal. The question has been whether it's a deal the Maloofs can afford at this time.
Right. They've been through some fairly tight financial times the last few years. How many days is this going to go on? Is today the last day? I know we've got Thursday as the deadline, but these deadlines have been somewhat fungible.
Yeah, they're sticking hard to the Thursday deadline for sure. At least they had been going into the talks this morning. We're getting the sense that they're not going to finish today, that they'll probably, the sides will all leave Orlando either tonight or first thing tomorrow morning. So this will likely be the last time all of the sides sit down face to face. But, over the next couple of days, you might have the Maloof family go back and huddle in Las Vegas or Sacramento and discuss the deal. You're going to have city officials here go back. John Shirey, the city manager, has already left to fly back to catch a flight for Sacramento. There's nothing to look into there. He has other jobs he has to attend to, including going back and briefing the city council on these talks. So that'll be taking place for the next couple of days. And I suspect that they have a deadline, and they're probably going to work right up until that deadline on Thursday.
Sounds like from that even after you get some word today, we're still not really going to know anything. We're going to just know a little bit more of the parameters of what the deal might be, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably close. I mean, the mayor came into the weekend saying he wanted to make a lot of progress and get to a point where they could leave Orlando needing only to dot the I's and cross the T's. Mm-hmm. Now, the city feels that they've done their part. They've presented a solid plan, according to them, and that there's nothing much really more that the city is going to do. So, that's obviously an attempt to put more pressure on the Maloofs and to pressure the Maloofs into, agreeing to what's being asked of them in this negotiation.
Speaking with Ryan Lillis of the Sacramento Bee about the negotiations in Orlando for the Kings and for the arena in Sacramento. Ryan, going forward, after we hit Thursday and there is some kind of a deal announced, let's be optimistic and say that the Maloofs have agreed to a certain amount and the NBA is going to pitch in. What is the brief, or maybe not brief, but briefly, what is the process going forward from March 1st?
So the process is that the term sheet would be released on Thursday if there is a term sheet. You know, the public would have four or five days to look at it. The city council would have four or five days to look at it. And then that sets up a vote a week from tomorrow on March 6th with the Sacramento City Council, in which they decide yes or no to agree to the term sheet. And they have to vote on the term sheet because, as we all know, it involves a great deal of public assets. The spine of this project is the $200 million that the city is counting on through leasing downtown parking to a private vendor. So the council needs to approve that. There's also a discussion of selling some city-owned land to help do this. And then in the last day or two, sources tell me that the discussion has gone toward helping the Maloofs refinance the loan that the Sacramento Kings franchise has with the city. It's a loan that dates back to the prior ownership of the franchise, but refinancing that loan would help ease some future burdens for the Maloof family. It's also seen as kind of a negotiating ploy to entice them to contribute more upfront to the project.
All right. Well, Ryan Lillis, Sacramento Bee, thanks for checking in with us and keeping us up to date on what's going on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.